Comfort and fashion don't need to be mutually exclusive. I'm Pauline Field, and this is today's episode of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles. And adaptive fashion is an interesting juxtaposition of those two words, because adaptive, that means, you're kind of taking things into account when you're doing things, adapting. And fashion usually says anything but. But that's not necessarily the case. So let's look at some examples of adaptive fashion. Well, first of all, things that close easy, things like magnetic buttons, Velcro, easy to use zippers. So that can be very helpful if you've broken an arm or have something where your mobility or dexterity isn't quite what it used to be. Adjustable waistbands. Now, we used to think of them as, oh, who'd want to have an adjustable waistband like elastic? Oh. But actually, why not? Why not be comfortable as well as fashionable? And when you have a waistband that's adjustable, makes it so much easier and more comfortable. Then there's wheelchair-friendly design. When you're taking this into account, it can be longer backs, higher waistlines on pants, things like that. So they are more comfortable for people in a wheelchair. Some people are very sensitive to their skin. So sensory-friendly clothing, things that are very soft, non-irritating fabrics without tags. And where's the opening? Is it in the back, the front, the side? Whatever is easier for you, there's a way to find something that works. And footwear, wider openings, easy entry designs, zippers and Velcro closures all help footwear get on easier. I know I had a pair of boots, so pretty. I loved them. But they had no zipper, no nothing. And they were harder and harder to get on. I finally had to give them away. And I'm pretty flexible. That wasn't worth it. So you really can find stylish options that are also comfortable. Or if you find something that you really want and you really love, personalize it, either yourself or take it to a tailor and have it personalized so that it works for you. That way you can express yourself confidently in a way that you think is just perfect without having to give up, sacrifice comfort. So I hope today's episode has been fun and helpful. And I hope you have some laughter in your day today. And I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.